Good morning, I'm Mandy Fick. It is Tuesday, December 27th. Under fair skies and 28 degrees, it is currently 8:04 and time for your KIN News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm J.P. Bazette. Police in Olathe are investigating a deadly crash that happened just before 2 a.m. Monday where a young man lost his life.
Officers responded to the crash at 1:56 a.m. in the area of East Old 56 Highway and West 151st Street, where they found a single vehicle. The victim was found unresponsive and taken to a hospital where he was pronounced deceased. He was the only person involved in the crash and hasn't been identified yet. Investigators are asking anyone who may have seen anything that can assist them to call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. I'm Armetta Landrum.
And a Kansas City family of six is now without their home. This comes after a devastating fire on Christmas morning. During what's supposed to be the happiest time of the year, things took a terrible turn for the Mendoza family. The fire broke out Sunday just after 10 a.m., and the cause is still not determined. People in their neighborhood aren't turning their backs, though, with some already donating clothes, shoes, and other belongings. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the...
Good morning, I'm Mandy Fick. Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now and help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year and is already reporting an early spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules, adverse weather, and seasonal illnesses may make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter, so donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There is no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot, and you can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-733-2767. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Norton on Tuesday, January 3rd at the Norton County Hospital, 102 East Holmes Street from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Beginning December 26th and continuing through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired by alcohol and or other drugs, and driving while impaired is wrong. However, you should know that already. A DUI can stay with you for life, and you will get caught, which should be a sobering thought, so make the right choice, the sober choice, beginning now. As these crashes often affect more than just the impaired driver, the crashes can affect anybody you share the road with, and the consequences can last a lifetime. While the Norton Police Department always takes impaired driving seriously, they will be conducting more traffic stops than usual during this time and searching for impaired drivers. According to Norton's Assistant Police Chief Jay Sharp, you need to keep in mind that if you are going to be using any impairing substances, don't even consider driving. You need to line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out. Remember, on the drive to zero, you are in the driver's seat. And please keep that in mind as you have a safe and happy new year. Norton County Hospital would like to remind the public of upcoming closings for the holiday season. Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital business and administration offices will be closed Monday, January 2nd, in observance of New Year's Day. There will be no Saturday clinics at Norton Medical Clinic on December 31st. Please plan appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with clinic staff accordingly. Patients may contact Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Norton County Hospital's emergency department can assist patients in need at any time. As always, in emergency situations, please call 911. I'll be back with more of your news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas game wardens are warning the public to be aware of the prevalence of coyotes where you work and live, saying that due to extreme drought, the animals are coming into towns more and looking for food and water. Wardens said if you do spot a coyote in your neighborhood, keep calm, as most coyotes avoid people. Seeing a coyote out during the day is not a cause for alarm, because most times they are moving to a new area or looking for a place to rest, and coyotes are usually fearful of people. If a coyote displays no fear of people, he's probably been fed, so do not approach them. You can reinstill its fear by raising your arms and yelling to drive them away, which is called hazing, and unlike trapping, which sometimes catches pets or other wildlife, but rarely the coyotes who are causing the problems, the Kansas game wardens advise that hazing works. They say the coyotes may mistake small, unattended pets as prey or attack large dogs they view as threats to territory or dens. So to keep your animals safe, they suggest two simple steps you can take that includes watching your pets, to keep cats indoors and never leave small dogs outside unsupervised or let any dog out of your yard off a leash, and secure food and water sources for both domestic animals and wildlife. Feed and water your pets indoors and keep garbage secure and picked up. If coyotes come in your area or pose a threat, you should contact the nearest Kansas Wildlife and Parks office. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started a project to replace three bridges along US 24 in western Graham County. The bridges are located approximately 7.5 9 and 13.5 miles west of Hill City. Initial work will consist of constructing shoe fly detours around each of the bridges. Impacts to traffic are not expected during this phase. However, drivers should remain alert when traveling through the construction zones. Upon completion of the detours, traffic will be routed around the bridges with a reduced speed limit while the reconstruction work takes place. KDOT expects the replacements to be completed in August 2023, weather permitting. The guided first day hike is part of a program sponsored by America's State Parks, and the first day hikes offer individuals and families an opportunity to begin the new year connecting with the outdoors by taking a healthy hike on New Year's Day at a state park. First day hikes offer a great way to get outside, exercise, enjoy nature, and welcome the new year with friends and family. And there are hundreds of scheduled first day hikes across the United States, including Prairie Dog State Park on Sunday, January 1st, 2023 at 10 a.m. at the Steve Mathis Nature Trail, and hikers will meet at the trailhead. Hikers are told to bring appropriate clothing and shoes and water. The trail is easy in difficulty and 1.54 miles in length. The first 1,000 feet of the nature trail is paved concrete, and the remaining 6,300 feet of trail is gravel. And along the trail, there will be a story walk book, as well as a few wildlife information signs. The hike is pet-friendly, however, they must be on a leash. For updated information, you can check the park's Facebook page, Prairie Dog State Park, or call Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953. For more information about the First Day Hike program and other hikes around the United States, you can go to stateparks.org. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today is December 27th, and today's forecast is sunny with a high near 64, south wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. For tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 56, light northwest wind becoming north to 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. Tomorrow night, a 20% chance of rain after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 31, northwest wind at 5 to 10, 15 miles per hour. For Thursday, a chance of rain or freezing rain before 9 a.m., then a chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 45, northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, a chance of precipitation is 30%. And Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 20. I'll be back with more of your weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast for Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 51. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. For New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high near 48. And Sunday night, rain and snow likely. Mostly cloudy with a low around 25 and chance of precipitation of 60%. And Monday, rain and snow likely. Mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Right now, under fair skies, it is currently 28 degrees. Humidity is at 75%. There's a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is 29.86, and the wind chill factor is 21 degrees.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Don't skip Christmas, skip your loan payment. United Northwest Federal Credit Union understands that times are tough, which is why we are offering a holiday skip-a-pay opportunity. For only $40, you can skip your December loan payment and have a little extra money in your pocket. Exclusions may apply. For more information or to apply, stop in or call us at 785-877-5191. UNWFCU is an equal housing lender and NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is having one of, if not his best seasons as an NFL starting quarterback, and that might be topping his MVP season he had back in 2018. And head coach Andy Reid met with the media, and he discussed the skills that quarterback Patrick Mahomes has showed in his 6 years here in the NFL, and if Mahomes benefits some of his skills from the era he is currently playing in, or how Andy Reid would fit in any era and with any system.
My bet would be that whenever he came in, he would be a pretty good football player, you know. So he has a lot of skill sets that could fit a lot of different offenses, and most of all, he's willing to do, you know, whatever he needs to do to be successful, and he's very smart. So those normally would fit you into probably most eras and skiing.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by Solutions North Bank, experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora, member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have a deep trough of low pressure that's going to continue to move on off to the east of us. South winds return over the plains, and that's going to help warm temperatures up a bit today. In fact, we'll be almost spring-like over northwestern Kansas, the warmest spot for today. Temperatures will continue to rise. It'll be a bit breezy and cloudy on Wednesday. The cold front will then push through on Thursday, with temperatures fairly mild for us throughout the rest of the week. Mostly sunny, very warm in northwestern Kansas today with a high near 70. Partly cloudy, our low in the low 30s tonight. Tomorrow's high 55. In north central Kansas, sunny and cool with a high in the low 50s and a gusty south wind. Tonight's low 32. Northeastern Kansas, our high today near 40. In southwestern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 60s. Tonight's low 35. In south central Kansas, sunny, breezy, a bit cool today. Our high temperature in the mid 40s. Tonight's low 35. And colder in southeastern Kansas, sunny and windy with today's high in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, of course, no overnight grain markets, so things will get going at 8:30 this morning. A lot of what they're looking at least to start out the week, is what we're seeing in Argentina as far as the weather is concerned. Hasn't been enough rain in the forecast. They did get some last week, but as you look at the current and future forecast, not a lot to see right there. Also, the supposed reported discussions between Russia and Ukraine about possible peace agreements, and we'll see it when we believe it, so to speak, that may have some effect on the markets. Livestock expected to be a mixed opening, due in part trading off of Friday's cattle on feed report and the hog and pig reports as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. Dry Shot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof dry shod boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Make your Christmas shopping easy. Dry shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com, where you'll also find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Well, almost.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.